The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hey, I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
I think that is one of the most ironically true stories about rodeo. My car's broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. I need a ride. Won't somebody take me to the rodeo? I remember standing with a friend at his home in Whitman, and I won't mention any names, but a mutual friend's son showed up, and his truck was broken down, and he was on a dirt bike, and he was trying to borrow a truck to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, because he wanted it in a bull riding that started in 7 hours.
I think if my car's broke down and I'm supposed to go to a bull riding, I'm out. I didn't want to enter the bull riding anyways.
All right, this year in the NFR, a little light on Arizona contestants. We only have two, which I think last year we had 7 or 8.
Yeah. Usually we have, you know, at least 4 or 5 or 6. And this year, just the way the cookie crumbles, we only have two up there.
And those are?
Matt Sherwood, which is a 2-time world champ, and Eric Rogers, which is, he won the world in 17. So well represented by those two for sure.
Now, Sherwood's got 2, Eric's has 1, but this is both their 6th or 7th time being there.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Matt's been there 6 or 7 times, and I think Eric's been there at 7 or 8 maybe.
Now, has Matt been on both a header and a heeler side?
No, but he heals really well. They both heal really well. Matt's actually won our turquoise circuit, which is Arizona and New Mexico. He's won it maybe once or twice with Rube Woolsey, another Arizona guy. And Eric, he just mostly heads at the pro rodeos.
And they're both having a rough go.
You know, Matt was doing decent. I think he's placed in 4 rounds and was doing decent in the average. And then they had a little bad luck in round 5. And then Eric, he just hasn't seemed to get, hadn't had the best of luck. He's only placed 2 times. And he's had a couple no times, maybe 1 barrier, maybe 2 barriers, but not his normal outing for sure. He's usually rock solid up there.
And in team roping, for the heeler, if they only catch 1 leg instead of 2, it's a 5-second penalty. So when you're looking at an event like round 4, where your top 3 are all under 4 seconds, that 5-second penalty, it puts you a mile out of the money.
Oh, yeah. You rarely see, and it's happened this week. There's been a couple of rounds where people have placed with a leg with 5-second penalty, but it doesn't happen too often. People got to realize in the team roping up there, it's such a small event or venue. And when you're not doing well in the average, say after 3 or 4 rounds, you're trying to be 3 seconds.
Just to win the day money.
And that just cuts your consistency down so short, because every one of those teams up there could leave out of there and go and just catch. I almost guarantee they could rope 10 out of 10 if they just went and tried to catch and they weren't trying to be 4 or 3 seconds. So with 3.7 winning, like last night, 3.6 won the round. So it's just amazing. It happens so fast. You have no room for error. And so it's hard when you're sticking your tongue out and you're letting the wind go to rope that fast and not miss every now and then.
Now, with the light representation of Arizona contestants in this year, it's no surprise, though, that the two that are both team ropers, for whatever reason, Arizona is the dominant state for team roping.
It's really, really well represented. It always has been.
Why is that? Do you know any insight to that?
I think it's the water. I think it's the water here. It's the weather. We have great weather almost year-round. The summer, of course, is as we all know, Arizonians, is really hot. But we can rope year-round. And during the winter months, nowadays, with all the team ropings going around the valley, there's not a better, hotter mecca of team roping than for 6 months out of the year.
And you could drive this weekend by virtually any rodeo arena and see a sea of trailers and men on horseback with ropes, men and women.
Oh, for sure. And kids. For a 100-mile radius of central Phoenix, you can go to multiple events.
And people will do 2-3 in a day, just depending on start times and how many entries. You can realistically hit more than one event a day.
Oh, for sure. That's awesome.
Round number 10 of the NFR tonight, Nick Sarchet, 2-time NFR qualifier, joined us to share a little bit about the inside of the exciting world of rodeo. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Oh, it was great. Thanks for having me.